We begin today with basketball and news of a major achievement for the Czech women's basketball team, who took silver at the 2010 World Championships, which were held here in the Czech Republic. The hosts hadn't reached the final since 1971, when they took silver while still part of Czechoslovakia, and their best result since then had been bronze 4 years later. So even getting to Sunday's final can be considered a great success for the Czech Republic. As it turned out, in the end, they were no match for the more experienced United States, who took the world title with an 89-69 win at the KV Arena in Karlovy Vary. The Czech's Hanna Horáková was named Most Valuable Player at the World Championships. She was asked by the FIBA official website if it had been a tough game against the Americans.
Yeah, because they have 12 stars, so they can change, they can substitute, and everybody play 100%. For us, it was only final, and we enjoyed it. I think that this is miracle. This is great, and I hope so that this is great for the small children, and everybody would like to play basketball.
Diane Taurasi of the USA paid tribute to the hosts, who had sensationally knocked out defending champions Australia in the quarterfinals.
Czech Republic is a basketball country. Their players, their fans, their coach was amazing. And, they had a fantastic run.
The Czech Republic's men's volleyball players have also been enjoying their best world championships in decades. A 3-0 win over Cameroon on Saturday put them into the quarterfinal group stage in Rome. Their next test is against the favourites Brazil on Monday evening. That's after the recording of our program. Football now, and the Czech international team gathered in Prague on Monday ahead of what could be a make-or-break Euro 2012 qualifier against Scotland. World Cup winners Spain are expected to win Group I. That leaves the Czechs, Lithuania, who beat them in their opening game, and Scotland scrubbing it out for second place and a berth in the playoffs. Failure to win on Friday night could leave Michal Bielek's team with too much to do to reach the European Championship in Poland and Ukraine in 2 years' time. In the Czech League, there is simply no stopping leaders Viktoria Plzeň. Plzeň drew their opening game of the season, but since that time they have won 10 on the trot, the latest a 1-0 victory over struggling Slavia in the capital. And Teplice player Pavel Verbir reached a remarkable milestone at the weekend when the midfielder made his 500th league appearance for the club. Teplice were in the third division when the midfield grafter first pulled on the yellow jersey 18 and a half years ago. Verbir, who turns 38 next month, says this season will be his last. That's all the sport for today.